class, I just wanted to mention two passages, well, three. I'll just make a mention of one. But let me read to you Proverbs 19 and verse 3. The foolishness of man ruins his way, and his heart rages against the Lord. Now, if you've ever done a study on the scapegoat from the Bible, Leviticus chapter 16, a scapegoat was literally, they would take the symbolically the sins of the children of Israel, put it on a goat, and release that goat outside of the camp of the Israelites and release it. It was a scapegoat. Now, that's where we come up with that term scapegoat, but I know throughout the ages, that term has kind of changed a little bit. You know, it's one of those, you know, it's taken on its own life, that phrase, right? In other words, we love to blame others, right? We love to blame others for our failures, right? We blame others, that's what we do. And so here in this passage in Proverbs 19, such is the foolishness of the man, right? This individual here, he's wrecked his entire life. Right, total wreck, having ruined his way. And the language here indicates that he's made choices that have ended badly. And as the man reflects upon his ruined existence, basically, there's only, you know, in his kind of twisted mind, only one logical recourse for him, and that is to blame God. And that's what we see here. So he goes so far that he literally rages. And, you know, and in the idea of the original language there, it's the he uses strong and blasphemous words against God. Now, the Jews, similar problem. Now, if you would, if you got your Bible, James chapter 1, I just want to read 13 through 16. But the Jews had a similar problem with that. And the Hebrew phrase was Yetzer Hara. And it literally means evil inclination. And, you know, it's, you know, every man struggles with evil, right? Evil thoughts, lust, evil deeds, lying, cheating, and so on. So they thought, not all of them, of course, but it was a pretty prominent teaching. They thought, since every man struggles with this, and God is the creator, then God created those situations, so therefore it's okay to do it. That's literally a belief that a lot of the Jews had. And then again, on top of that, hey, we can live how we want. We're Abraham's children. We're good to go. And, you know, you can see where that leads to, right? You know, they're making God the scapegoat. And so James is fighting against this evil way of thinking, right? And this is why he says so clearly, beginning in verse 13, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he's carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren." Right? So if you're tempted, it's because you allowed lust in your heart to exist. Right? And then when that temptation is conceived, now it turns into sin because you act on that lust, right? And then, of course, it brings forth death, right? So what we need to understand, it was our actions, right? And we cannot even think about blaming God, right? Don't even think about blaming God. As James, he's saying, do not be deceived, right? If you think, number one, God's going to overlook your sinful choices, think again, you're being deceived. But on top of that, don't even try to blame God. Right, and so James here is fighting this kind of evil thinking. Right? So we all sin. James or Romans 3 and verse 23. We all got a sin problem, and we need to face that. Right, we just need to face up to it, and we need to be honest in that assessment of what we're being taught, and just understand it's 100% on us. When we sin, it's 100% personal responsibility, right? You cannot blame it on anyone, especially God. in 1 John 1 or verse 9, we're reminded that if we confess our sin to God, He's faithful and just and will forgive us. So if we got a sin problem we're struggling with, it's time to bring it before God. If you've never obeyed the gospel, right, that's when you come into contact with the blood of Christ, right, in trust and obedience, obeying the gospel, being baptized into Christ, that's where those sins are washed away. And if you've done that and you've fallen away because of your lusts that led to sinful actions, do not be deceived, right? If you go back into that lifestyle of sin, you will be separated from God. And if that's where you find yourself right here, right now, right, let's help you get back with God, be reconciled to Him. So if you got a spiritual need this evening we can help with, would you please let someone know as we stand, as we sing.